Daily Devotions from the United Reformed Church.
Daily Devotions for Friday, 29th of October, 2021. The reading is taken from Proverbs, chapter 16, verses 31 and 32. Grey hair is a crown of glory. It is gained in a righteous life. One who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and one whose temper is controlled than one who captures a city. Reflection. Your daughters could help you do something about aging, was the unsolicited advice proffered. The girls were listening. Grey hair is beautiful. I was startled. Mostly, teenagers are brutally blunt. Feminists and animal rights activists do warn against colorings. Yet I like to think that deeper insights underpinned our daughter's verdict. God sees what's good. God knows us inside out. The first proverb shows the beauty of a life well lived. A wrinkled, imperfect, all-framed face radiates grace. Such a person has long been able to express trust and praise through bad times as in good ones. Yet, could such a man or woman ever have lost their temper? Yes, and they'd have found that most disquieting. Sometimes mounting anger feels as though a match is about to ignite a bonfire. Time out prevents flames from fanning. Breathing deeply, feeling air move through every pore of skin as mind and body settle. These are wholesome strategies. Yet, feelings may toss around, giving the illusion that God is absent. Rage might be the response to absurdity or injustice. Being real is vital for well-being. No one wants to end up crushed and despairing, nor to withdraw into a cold silence, barely covering pain and contempt. Before inhibition sets in, infants know how to let rip. How great it is to see a creative parent allowing, containing, and understanding those ear-splitting currents of emotion. There's time to reflect once the storm passes. Throughout life, finding that safe place and seeking wise counsel matter greatly. Prayer is not about being a good boy or girl. Self-control requires honesty, not compliance. Learning how to handle ourselves skillfully is very different from keeping the lid on. God loves us at the core, even in our troubled state. Our choices, courage, and genuine resilience expand as we face our vulnerabilities squarely. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, you met hypocrisy with shrewd wit and went after corrupt people with a whip. You also tell us that we must forgive, not 70 times, but 70 times 7. We ask for deep awareness that you accompany us through all life's scenes and stages. Give us the humor and serenity we need, and humble discernment whenever we are ready to call out whatever is outrageous. Amen. Today's daily devotion was written by Roberta Whitson, an ordinand at the Scottish College and member of Horsley Church in Northumberland, and read by Sri Morrissey.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotion from the United Reformed Church. We hope you tune in again tomorrow.